Malka.
It's not on yet. Malcolm, can you call me right after the class?
Can you repeat that, Hannah?
I said, can you telephone me after the class?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Otis Toe.
Is it just you online?
No. But I'm getting a lot of practice not counting.
Your laughter, I couldn't understand.
I said I'm getting a lot of practice not. Like. Brandilla.
Good morning, Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov, good morning.
Okay. Our handout will begin on the Psalms landing page, where you can find that on the Tanit Dibur section of the Unique Astrological Times landing page. When the Psalms landing page opens up, scroll down to Tehillim 60, Psalm 60. We'll start with Elisha and Yasud. Lishem Yasud Kut Shabri Su Ishkinte Bit Hiluur Himud Hilud Hiluur Himu. Liakta Lishem Yudhe Bavate. Vyukuda Shalud Lishem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. La Sok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhino Amadunai Elohino Elena Maseya Deno Kanane Elena Maseya Deno Kananehu. Psalm 60 tells of when Joab, David's general, came to Aram Naharaim for war and was asked by the people, "Are you not from the children of Jacob? What of the pact he made with Laban?" Not knowing what to answer, Joab asked the Sanhedrin. This psalm includes David's prayer for success in this war. This is the kavanah to have when saying this psalm. There are 14 verses in Psalm 60. 14 is the gematria, the Hebrew word for yad, which means hand. Also, the name David has a gematria of 400. And King David is a chariot for Malchut. So the number 14 connects to our hands, which is a tool of manifesting, and to Malchut, which has part of its essence is the concept of manifestation. Please connect to the link, which will open up the Bechon Mamre website, and then scroll down to Psalm 60. Verse 1. Lam nasea al shushan aidut mihtam le David le lamed. For the leader upon shushan aidut, the mihtam of David, to teach. It's an unusual first verse because they're usually shorter than this. There are seven words connecting to the unity of Zeranpin and Malchut. And 27 letters connects to the 22 Hebrew letters plus the 5 final letters. The second verse. Behatzoto et aram naharayim ve et aram sova. When he strove with Aram Naharayim and with Aram Zobah, and Joab returned and smote of Edom in the Valley of Salt 12,000. There are 17 words in the second verse. 17 connects to good. It's an interesting aspect why it would be good to smite 12,000 soldiers of Edom. And this idea of the Valley of Salt, today we call that the Dead Sea Valley, or the Dead Sea itself, which is at the bottom of the valley. But I find the name quite interesting.
Hanok.
Yes.
I have a comment. I'm wondering if it's good because David's prayer was answered for victory.
That's a good thought. Very possible.
Okay. It's early. I didn't read the psalm ahead, so I'm not sure what. I'm going to mute again.
No problem. There are 60 letters, which is the idea of the letter Samach, and the word Samach means support. The third verse, Elohim Zanachtanu. Tirat Thou hast cast us off. Thou hast broken us down. Thou hast been angry. Restore us. Six words which connects to the Zerunpin, the spiritual level of consciousness. And 29 letters connects to the level of wisdom, as we've discussed many times. The fourth verse. Here ashta eretz tzamta refa shiva recha kimata. Thou hast made the land to shake. Thou hast cleft it. Heal the breaches thereof, for it totters. Land to shake is an earthquake. Cleaving or clefting it, I'm not sure of the meaning. To heal the breaches would imply that the word cleft is talking about separating after the earthquake. You end up with earth having moved to two different levels, so that as the tectonic plates slide over each other, which is what creates the earthquake, the surface of the earth changes so that parts of it go higher and parts of it go lower. And that may be the meaning of the word clefted. The fifth verse. Kiritam chakasha ishkitanu yain tarela. Thou hast made thy people to see hard things. Thou hast made us to drink the wine of staggering. The alliteration in this translation, and then obviously in the Hebrew, is really beautiful. The sixth verse. Natata li re'echa neis le'ichnosais mifnei koshet selah. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Selah. Do you see the word emet in this verse? It's not there. Doesn't give you comfort level with the translation, does it? Seven words connects to the unity of Zerunpin and Malchut. The third word is the word Nes, which is a miracle. The meaning of Nes is actually to run away, and a miracle is running away from the natural laws, the natural order of things. The seventh verse. Leman yechal tzum yedidecha hoshia yemincha wa'aneini. Notice the written verses, the verbal on the last word. The difference is the yud to a vav, or a vav to a yud. both cases. In one case, the yud is saying that this is the possessive pronoun my. And in the vav, it's saying this is the possessive pronoun his. And this is the way the Torah unifies the two concepts. That they beloved, that thy beloved may be delivered, save with thy right hand, and answer me. Aneni is obviously answer, and it's being described as answer me, but it could also be answer him based on the way it's written. The eighth verse. Elohim diber bekadcho eloza ahal kashehem ve'emek sukot amadet. God spoke in his holiness that I would exalt, that I would divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Sukkot. Nine words. Letters. I believe we've done 38 before. But I'm going to see what other words are associated with the number 38. Lavo, translation is his heart. The Ohel, translation is in or with the tent or the tabernacle. The word Lach, which is a gematria 38, Lamed's head, is the color green. And we know green is the color of the central column. Kohi, Taf Het Yud, is strength, but it's my strength. For me, this is this idea of all of these words really help us understand this verse more, because to divide Shechem, they have to separate the Valley of Sukkot. And the Valley of Sukkot is that of Chesed, whereas Shechem is judgment. And this is the idea of the verse. The ninth verse. Ligilad willi minashe the Ephraim was Roshi Yehuda Mechoki. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the defense of my head. Judah is my scepter. Obviously, this is Hashem speaking. Nine words. 37 letters, which connects to the concealed aspect of Bina. The 10th verse. Moav, Seir, Achsi, Al-Edom, Ashlik, Nali, Alay, Peleshet, Kitroai, Mi, Obileni, Ir, Matsor, Minachani, Ad-Edom. Who will bring me into the fortified city? Who will lead me unto Edom? Seven words. Twenty-six letters connecting to Hashem directly. The 12th verse. Hallo ata Elohim Tzedakani Willo Tetse Elohim Tzivotenu. Has not thou Elohim cast us off? And thou goes not forth, Elohim, with our hosts? Eight words connecting to Bina, getting above the physicality. Seven letters, again connecting to Bina. The 13th verse. Havalanu Ezrat Mitzar Vishav Teshuat Adam. Give us help against the adversary, for vain is the help of man. While this verse is in Psalms, it could also be in Proverbs, at least the second part. Seven words. Twenty-five letters, and we learned yesterday that 25 relates to the word ko, kafav, kafe, and it relates to the Shekhinah. The 14th verse. Elohim nase ha'il wehu yavus tarenu. Through Hashem we shall do valiantly, for he is that will tread down our adversaries. Now, six words connecting to Zerantim. Twenty-six connecting to Hashem. Now, earlier in the Psalms landing page, we heard these 14 verses described as a prayer for asking Hashem for support. But do you really see that in this last, in this 14th verse? It's a prayer expressing certainty. And it's a very useful example of how our prayers can be a prayer, but as well as expressing certainty that Hashem will answer it. The Amidah is structured in a way. The first three blessings represent praises of Hashem. In essence, softening him up. The next 13 in the daily prayer books, or the next blessing on the Shabbat and holidays, represents the desires, represents the asks. And then the last three blessings demonstrate our appreciation that Hashem complied with our requests. Certainty needs to be built into your prayers. I will read the Hebrew in sequence, but I'm going to take a half a second. Okay. Lamnatseach al neginat le David roch. Not wrong, it's the first verse of the 61st Psalm. Lam natseach al shushan edut bikam l'david l'lamed Behatsoto et aram nacharaim, et aram tova, vayashav yoav, vayach et edom begeyo, melach sheneyam, asar alef. Elohim zenach tanu, v'ratztanu, anachta, tishovev lanu, tirashta eretz betzamta, rifa shevarecha, kimata, Irita amcha kasha hishkitanu yain tarela natata lirecha neslehit noses mivne koshet sela Leman yechal tzun yedidecha hoshia yemincha waneini Elohim diber bekadsho e'aloza achalka shechem ve'emek sukot amadet. Zebuli Menashe, the Ephraim Maoz, Roshi Yehuda, Mechoki, Moab Sirach. Sirachti al Edom Ashli Anali Alai Peleshet Itroai. Mi Yovileni Ir Matsur Mi Nachani Ad Edom. Halo ata Elohim zinachtanu, willo tetze Elohim betzivotenu, avalanu ezrat mitzar, v'shav v'shuat adam. Elohim Naseh Hayil, Wehu Yavu Sareinu. That's the end of our class. Are there any questions? Kodesh Tov. Have a beautiful day.
Kodesh Tov. Thank you.
Kodesh Tov. And Shabbat Shalom, too. Thank you.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.